Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to Talk 2 for, what is it, Deep Sea Discoveries. Now, I want to start off by asking you some questions. Who thinks they could learn, so I want you to put your hand up, who thinks they could learn to play the guitar? Quite a few. Some people not too sure. Who thinks they could learn to drive a car? Hopefully more. And I just want to say, learning to drive a car is really important. Okay, so learning to do that is really important. Who thinks they could learn to be a hairdresser? But wait. Learn to be a hairdresser and cut a lady's hair for her wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Some people think, okay. Who thinks they could learn to build a house? Okay. Well, learning is good, isn't it? Learning is good. Learning is a good thing to do. And when you learn things, it's really good for you, but it's a really good way to help other people. And so learning is really good. And we learn different things in different places. So at school, you can learn some things. But at home, you can learn other things. And when you're on a camp like this, you can learn other things as well, can't you? About, you know, making fires and cooking food. There's things that you do which are just for here. Well, today we are going to learn about Jonah and what he learns. He learns a special lesson. He learns a special lesson. And in order for him to learn this special lesson, God has to take him to a special place. He's got to teach him a special lesson, and he's going to take him to a special place. So let me just read to you where we're up to with Jonah so far. So this is the end of chapter 1. So Jonah chapter 1 verse 17. But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. So what's happened is Jonah has been swallowed up by this fish. And what's going to happen to him in the fish? Well, we read what happens to him. That is, he goes down to the depths of the ocean. Look at verse 3. You hurled me into the depths of the very hearts of the sea. And so Jonah goes down. Jonah goes down. Now, do people know what Bass Strait is? Do people know what Bass Strait is? Young man there with the cap. Yeah, so well, what's Bass Strait?
Is it like
Sorry, big loud voice. Okay, so, well, no, the mainland. So Bass Strait is the water between the mainland and Tasmania. We're part of Australia. Never let anyone tell you otherwise. We're part of Australia. And don't let them leave us off the map. Sometimes those naughty people from the mainland leave us off the map, right? So Bass Strait is the water between the mainland and Tasmania. It's only about 50 metres deep, apparently. So it's, you know, that's still pretty deep. Still pretty deep, but it's not super deep, is it? The deepest part of the ocean in the world is called the Mariana Trench, and it's 11 kilometres deep. If you were to get a rock and drop it, or say if you were there and you dropped your phone or something off the side of the boat, it would take 1 hour to get to the bottom. 1 hour. Just think of that, 1 hour of going down, 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 down. Now, this is what Jonah says the fish is doing to him. The fish is taking him down. It's taking him down. It's taking him down. And it takes him so far down that Jonah actually says he's now in a different place. Let me read to you from verse 2. He says here, Jonah said, In my distress, I did call to the Lord, and he answered me. From the depths of the grave, I called for help. So Jonah is now, he's not just inside a fish. Jonah has gone down and down and down, and now he is in the grave. He's in the place where the dead go. That's how he understands what's happening. He's gone to the place of the dead. He's gone to the grave. He's gone to the place of no return. Okay? Now, what can you learn in the grave? Imagine if you could actually see what happens to people when they die. Because that's what Jonah's being shown here. He's being shown what happens to people when they die. Because think about it. God didn't have to use a fish, did he? To take Jonah, where Jonah was supposed to go. Jonah could have been thrown off the boat and then picked up by another boat and taken to where he needed to go. God could have done that. God could have had it that Jonah was thrown off the boat and then just in the currents, you know, the currents of the water, could have just taken him to where he needed to go. But God chose a fish because the fish would take Jonah down, down, down. And Jonah says, I am in the grave. And so the fish is not just transport. The fish is actually going to teach Jonah a lesson. It takes him to the grave. It shows him what happens to people when they die. So what happens when you die? Well, we see here that you're still conscious. You don't just cease to exist. Some people say you die and that's it. It's all over. You die and there's no more. But that's not what Jonah learns, is it? Jonah learns that when you die, that he's still in the grave. He can still think. He can still be conscious. He's still there. He still exists. But he sees something else. He sees that there's two types of people. There's two types of people in the grave. So let's have a look at these first people. These are in verse 7. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you and your holy temple. Now, these are the first people that Jonah learns are in the grave. There are the people who know God. The people who know God, they know that God saves and that they call out to God. Right? Now, this is something you need to remember, that God can save you. That God's the one who saves you. God is the one who saves you from death, from the grave. We'll see this more with Jesus, won't we, later on, that Jesus is the one who saves us from death, because Jesus has been raised from the dead. But this is what Jonah sees. There are those people who know God, and because they know God, they will be saved. They'll come back and they'll worship God. But there's another group down there. Look at verse 8, and you would have read these in your Bible study today. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. Right? This is the other group in the grave. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. What he's saying there is those people who don't know God, those people who worship idols or think there's no God, or that for whatever reason they just don't know God, when they die, what hope do they have? None. They've got no hope. Death is it for them. They're just going to stay in the grave with no hope of a future. Okay? So, this is what Jonah learns in the grave. There are those who know God and they will be saved. Those who don't know God, when they face death, they have no hope. They have no hope. Now, this is why we teach you about God, and this is why we want you to know God and what God has done for you. Because when God sent his son Jesus for us, he sent him to save us from the grave, to save us from death, to bring about life, or even what's called resurrection life with God. And this is what Jonah is seeing here. Now, this lesson that Jonah learns, he should have known this already, shouldn't he? Jonah should have known this. He should have known that God's the one who saves people from the grave. God is the one who gives life. He should have known that, but for reasons that we'll see in a couple of, in a two more talks, he didn't want to think about it. And so God made him learn it. God made him, sat him down and made sure he learnt that lesson. And that's the lesson. Now, I want to finish up with two applications. So the first one is, when your mum and dad, and when at church, we're telling you about Jesus and how he died for our sins to save us so that we can be with God, this is what Jonah's talking about here. It's because we don't want you to be like those who go to the grave and don't know of God's salvation, who go to the grave and don't know what God's done for them. We want you to be the people who know God and know what God has done. And we do that by putting our faith in Jesus and what he's done for us. But then the second application I've got is that your friends might be like these people that Jonah says don't know God. You might have friends at school who don't really know anything about God. Their parents haven't taught them anything. They've never heard anything. They might know that God's there from creation, but they need to know the God who saves. Now, one thing that you can do is you can invite them to your youth group. You can invite them to church at Christmas or at Easter. You can just do something little to help them so that they can come to know God, so that when they go to the grave, they'll know God. They'll know God, and that they'll know the God who saves them, that when they go to the grave, they'll be like Jonah and God will save them. So, learning is good, isn't it? There are some really good things to learn in this world. We can learn how to play the guitar, how to drive the car, how to cut a bride's hair, how to be a doctor. There's lots of good things that we can learn. But the most important lesson for us to learn is that we need to know God. We need to know the God who saves. And we need to know that that God has saved us in Jesus, so that when our time comes in this world, when we die, that we'll be saved and given life everlasting as well. I'll finish up there.